As we enter into the sitting, let's be very careful to really ground ourselves in our bodies. Being very grounded in our postures is a way we can support ourselves through any difficulties that may arise within the body, mind, or heart. And so taking time in the sitting posture to really feel your feet at the floor, really planted. And same too with your bottoms in the chair. Really feel the sensations there and the gentle pull of gravity. The unconditional support of the earth. And then taking good care of the torso by rolling the shoulders a few times up, back, and down. Flattening the shoulder blades to your back, letting them slide in on the last roll. Creating a little upwards lift to the chest. Perhaps giving rise to a feeling of courage in that uplift, open-heartedness. And then be sure to soften down through the arms to your hands. And feel the weight of your hands in your laps. And so we feel the gentle pull and support of gravity through hands, bottom, legs to the feet. And then we feel the uplift through the torso, all the way up to the head. Head and neck nicely balanced, eyes softened downwards. Feeling the back nice and strong. And yet the front soft, receptive, meeting life as it is. This is the posture of compassion. Soft front, soft heart, strong back. And as you begin to connect to breathing, experimenting with keeping that sense of downwardsness in the lower part of the body, being very grounded, and that uplift through the torso. Noticing if this is a posture and a connection with breathing that does feel grounded and compassionate. And making any adjustments you may need. And beginning to really open to the breathing. Noticing it perhaps throughout the whole body. Or in one location. Whatever feels easeful for you, grounded, compassionate, wise. As we sit here, we might periodically ask, how's the attitude? And not getting caught up in a lot of discussion about it, but just noticing, is there an open-heartedness, a sense of goodwill? Or is there possibly a little ill will happening towards yourself, your experiences? The question, how's the attitude, may reveal any wanting or not wanting that might be just under the radar. And sometimes just the noticing of that releases it. And we can be once again sitting in a grounded, compassionate way to whatever should arise. Even being open to any aversion. Recognizing and allowing experiences as they show, experiences that move us away from the breath. Labeling them. And perhaps too with the label, noticing the feeling tone. Pleasant, unpleasant, maybe neutral. And if some experiences are particularly strong, being sure to regather yourself back into a grounded sense of the sitting once it's moved through. Soft front, strong back, feeling that unconditional support of the earth through gravity. And the lower part of the body, and the uplift through the torso with the breathing. We might also notice experiences that are a bit troubling and unpleasant if there's also layered into it, on top of it, some aversion for the experience. Remembering whatever is unfolding is natural. It's arising out of a world of conditions and causes, not personal. Not who you are. Conditioned, of course. And so compassionately opening to the difficult and to any aversion towards the difficult as it shows. Checking if there's any struggle. Is there any struggle with being with things as they are? This may possibly uncover a hindrance, whether wanting, not wanting, restlessness, sloth and torpor, doubt. And if that's the case, getting very grounded in the body, recognizing it, perhaps with a note, and allowing it in, and perhaps even briefly investigating it through the body. So you might notice that I'm using the RAIN acronym, recognize, allow, investigate, that part so far, with a G in front of it, grounding. So we call this grain. Very simple, feeling into the earthiness of grain, taking that support through the difficult. And all throughout the end of RAIN, not identifying, not me, not mine, but naturally, nature rolling on. How about that? At any point, things are really difficult. We can transform the end of grain, RAIN, into nurture. So perhaps a hand to the heart, some other soothing touch spot, and giving ourselves a little bit of kindness, compassion, because it is difficult. Not to fix or change, but that deep recognition that it's hard to be a human being. periodically making a point of really grounding through the feet, bottom hands, the gentle, unconditional pull of gravity from the earth. And the sense of uplift through the torso as we are breathed, unconditionally breathed by the air we all share. Is there any struggle? Opening to it, grounding, recognizing, allowing a little investigation through the body. And nature rolling on, perhaps nurturing. How's the attitude? Opening to any wanting, not wanting, that may be here. Being grounded and compassionate towards all that should arise. as best we can. And in these last few moments of our practice, you may find it helpful to give yourself some very deliberate compassion, hand to the heart or elsewhere, mindfully acknowledging whatever struggle has been happening for you, no more, no less than it is. Remembering we all struggle in our lives. It's hard being a human. And offering some soothing words in a soothing tone. May I take care of myself. May I give myself what I need. There, there. There, there.